because the young man had a famous name, he was well liked, and it was a great shock, just like in this last incident when this information came out. So they all know to whom you were referring. Now, if they want to try to say that this is some slur on Bernard Shanley, they're making that up, Mr. President, just for troublemaking purposes, because they know you were not referring to Shanley. Shanley knows you weren't referring to him. I believe that if it's possible, and I think it very likely is, I think that the less said about this from now on, the better. I do not believe, for instance, that Shanley would try to make anything out of it, because it puts him on the basis of having to say, well, he certainly wasn't referring to me, or making some issue out of it, which would not be very good for him. We both can agree that it probably would have been better left unsaid, but I do not consider it fatal. I'm not sure I even consider it serious, because I know that these men understand about whom you were speaking. And I believe that we ought to go through all day today on the no comment basis and see if the matter doesn't die out. I think it will die out because there's really no basis for much of a story.
Now, of course, what they anticipate is, one, that Ike will say that this is a stab to the back and that he had no Walter Jenkins connected with him. And second, that Birch will say that this is character assassination. That's what Phil Potter, who's a good friend of the Baltimore Sun, said last night. This is a low blow in the last hours, which results in character assassination. Mike O'Neill says, it's the major blooper of the campaign. I've never seen him do it before. I'm really shocked that he would make a big mistake like this. Now, the truth is, they're a whole bunch of goddamn hypocrites, because they all know the story about Adams. They all know the story about Talbot. They all know the story about Vandenberg. Most of them know the story about Stevens. And when I say that every administration had him, and Ike had a similar one, it's not any personal reflection on them. It's just a statement of actual fact, which they know and which they have printed.
The fact is, Mr. President, I do not consider this a major blooper. These fellows are tired, they're harassed, they're emotional, they all drink too much, so that they take an item of this kind and they exaggerate it out of all bounds. I seriously doubt that Ike will say anything. There isn't very much that he can say, because when you refer to an appointment secretary that was dismissed, that happens to be the truth. Now, I cannot come out and say this is an untruth, this is a lie, he smeared somebody, because it's not an untruth. It's
well, now let's see if it is or isn't. My impression was that he did have to let him go in April, but let's tie that down and let's be positive.
All right. I do not remember the exact date, but I remember the situation exceedingly well.
And you know it did it.
I knew the father very well, and I knew this boy. And I knew a number of people in the Eisenhower administration, and they were all sick about it. So I know that the basic facts are just as true as they can be.
And we did not make political capital of it.
Exactly. It was never mentioned. It was never mentioned. Now, this is the kind of incident which, if drawn upon and explanations are given, and then it gives more people the right to write a story, could blossom into something. If you keep it at the minimum and go through all day today, Reedy, Valenti, you, and everybody just saying no comment, no comment, no comment, it's probably a one-story situation. And I believe that we'll ride it through.
Have you seen any of it in the press there?
Let's see. Miss Weiler, I'm talking to my girl. Bring in the Morning Post, please. I get a very early, because I live out in Maryland, I get a very early edition of the Washington Post.
I don't believe they carried it. I don't believe they carried it. The wire services did not get any excitement about it, and I don't believe they originally carried it.
Now, it's worthwhile taking a quick look here, because so oftentimes they will have something that, it's not on page one, it's not on page two, it's not on page three. Here's a little piece. Hold just a minute now. It's at the bottom of page four in the final edition of the Washington Post. The headline is, Ike also faced a Jenkins case, Johnson says. San Diego, California, October 28th, AP. President Johnson said tonight that former President Eisenhower once was confronted with a situation similar to the Walter Jenkins episode and added, quote, "We Democrats did not capitalize on a man's misfortune," close quote. Mr. Johnson discussed the case of his longtime key aide, arrested October 7 on a morals charge, in an impromptu question and answer session with television and radio newsmen during a campaign stop here. Without naming the individual involved in the Eisenhower instance, Mr. Johnson said, quote, "We Democrats felt sorry for him, thought it was a sickness and a disease," close quote. Mr. Johnson also said that General Eisenhower had problems with Sherman Adams, his one-time principal assistant, and added, quote, "They haven't all been resolved yet," close quote. Now, that's the whole piece in the Washington Post. It is bottom of page four. The headline is about a half an inch high, and the story is about 2.5 inches. Now, there's the play that it was given in the Washington Post.
So you don't regard it as mountain?
From what you told me, it seems to me that they handled it about as conservatively and about as appropriately as possible.
Yeah.
Now, this illustrates the point I'm making. If someone goes to President Eisenhower and shows him an article of this kind and says, this is vicious, why don't you answer it? It just seems to me that President Eisenhower has to say, well, I'm not going to get into that. We did have a similar incident, and it was unfortunate. We felt the man was ill, and we got rid of him, so we let it go. I don't believe that there's any basis for a blast from Ike. Now, if you start,
where do you think the blast comes from? The papers themselves?
Well, I'm not sure that there will be. At this late date, kind of critical time, I don't know that there's going to be any particular blast. The editors of all the papers to whom this goes will know exactly what this story was known nationally. They'll know to whom you refer. They'll know it was true.
Okay, I better run. I got a breakfast 7:45, and I appreciate it. Now, do you think everything else going all right?
I think it's going exceedingly well. I have just two quick comments before you run. We've got a marvelous lead. all we have to do is hold. Our main job now for the next 5 days is just to refrain from any situation that can be utilized against us.
Yeah.
The polls have a consistency that's very valuable. The reports are good that we get from all over. I think that at this stage there are newsmen that are going to be seeking to make trouble. This is obviously troublemaking questions that started this. I would avoid questions and answers as much as possible. I would stick to the script at this time because we've got an absolutely marvelous lead, and all we have to do is go 5 days without a serious mistake, and everything's rosy.
Okay. Thank you, Clark.
Right, Mr. President.